You're listening to CITR 101.9, broadcasting from UBC's Point Grey campus, located on the traditional, unceded Coast Salish territory of the Hunkaminam-speaking Musqueam people. Nisiam, Nisiaya, Thikum Queen Ansep, Hydra CM, Nisiam, Nisiaya,
and the Sakhuya, Talitin, Homasqueam, Mustail. All right. Hello. You are listening to Training Time. This is Randy, your host for today's episode. And I am joined by four people who are getting technical training for CITR and who hopefully are very excited to be involved at the station. So I have Indiana, I have Theo, I have James, and I have Jay. So we're going to hang out for about 20 minutes, and we're going to play a couple songs that they've selected, and we'll get to know them. So first up on the mic, we have James. How are you doing today, James?
I am doing okay. I'm really tired.
You're really tired. I think that's a theme with everybody I've talked to today, including myself.
Yeah, midterm season and everything. I just had some piercings done today as well, so I'm in a little bit of pain physically, but I think it's worth it. I feel good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, as long as they're worth it. I mean, no pain, no gain, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Perfect. All right, so you have our first song selection. Do you want to tell us a bit about this song?
Yeah, this is called I'm Going to Art School by Still Debs. They're a local, like, punk, hardcore sort of band. I've seen them live a couple times now. Their energy is really awesome. And they're just a cool band, so I think it'd be fun to play some local stuff on the radio. So,
yeah. Awesome. When you say local, do you mean like Vancouver specific or
Lower
Mainland?
Yeah, like they play, I mean, they probably get around, but I've seen them at like venues on East Hastings. So yeah, like downtown Vancouver mostly.
Awesome. All right. Well, I won't make you wait. This is I'm Going to Art School by Still Debs.
All right. That was a really good song. I like that. That was a good suggestion. I also always appreciate learning about local bands because I feel like I've lived in this city for way too long and I don't know. So thank you for bringing that song suggestion, James, to Training Time. Next up, we have Indiana. How are you doing today?
I'm all right. Just came straight from class, so got all my like art history still rattling around in my brain a little bit.
Art history, is that your major?
No, I'm studying media studies.
Media studies, yeah. Nice.
So it's mandatory for my program, but not my specific area of expertise.
Right. What would you say your specific area of expertise is?
I really like more of the like new media and entertainment industry. I'm really interested in like video game narrative writing right now and like film and TV and that kind of stuff.
Wow. That's really interesting. I was thinking about, because I saw this meme the other day, and it was one of those, like, I think it was the iCarly, like, desktop games, and yeah. This person posted it, and they're like, I'm a gamer, and it took me back. I used to play those, like, internet games, like, where you, like, play dress-up.
Like Barbie.com.
Exactly. And I was like, we should bring back more of those games. Not that they went away, but...
My brother and I were always on addictinggames.com, and my mom hated it, because she was like, you shouldn't play anything that says it's addicting. And we were like, it's really not. Like, it's okay. But we would spend, like, hours on that, just, like, flash games.
Nice, yeah. That seems like a very mom thing to say. To be like, well, if it says addicting, obviously it's addicting. But, yeah, no, that's very cool. Awesome. So is your, like, dream to work in gaming, or do you want to, like, create a video game?
I just want to do anything, really, that has to do with the new media and entertainment. Mm-hmm. When I applied here, I was really into film, and then I took one, like, new media writing course. I was like, wait, video games are sick. Like, I would love to do that as well. So I'm kind of just, as long as I'm writing or creating something, I think I'll be happy in the end.
That's awesome. Yeah. I agree. All right. So your song selection is up next. Do you want to introduce us to the song that you've chosen?
Yes. This is Why We Fight by Fast Romantics. They are also a Canadian band. They were originally based in Calgary, Alberta, and now are based in Toronto. And they're, like, one of my favorite bands, for sure. They're, like, quintessential, I feel like, Canadian indie rock. So if you're at all into, like, that weirdly specific rural-type rock, then I think you would enjoy it.
Awesome. I think I'm going to like this because I am from Alberta.
Me so. Too.
Nice. Yeah. So cool. I love when I meet a fellow Burton at UBC. All right. Well, I won't keep you in suspense any longer. This is Why We Fight by Fast Romantics.
I worked till four in the morning in a broken down bar. This is CITR is powered by Guayaquil Yerba Mate. Yerba Mate is a naturally caffeinated drink that comes in a variety of formats, from loose leaf to cans to bottles. Yes, the yellow ones. Guayaquil Mate is all organic, non-GMO, and sure to make you come to life. Guayaquil is more than just a Yerba Mate brand. They're focused on personal, social, ecological, and cultural growth through their commitment to regenerative practices, which include stewarding the South Atlantic rainforest and partnering with indigenous South American communities through the production of Yerba Mate. Visit guayaquil.com, G-U-A-Y-A-K-I.com, to learn more and find this delicious drink near you. Or stop by CITR station on UBC campus for a free Yerba Mate can.
Now Eurovision. Hey, psst. Actually, it's called Shindig.
Prepare for the ultimate battle of the bands. The best from Vancouver's musicians come together to show their talents. Starting with 16 bands and one final winner.
Qualifiers on November 1st, 5th, 18th, and 22nd, with the finale on December 2nd at the Redgate Art Society. Be there or like be square.
All right, welcome back to Training Time. This is your host, Randy, and once again, I'm joined by four lovely people in studio to learn about technical training. So, next up on the mic, we have Jay. How are you today, Jay?
I'm pretty good. Very tired, but pretty good.
Very tired. See, it is an occurring theme with everybody that I meet today. This is truly the coldest day I think we've had in a long time in Vancouver, though. So I think it makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah, it's been really cold. Yeah. It just like switched on us all of a sudden. But yeah.
It really did. But besides being tired and cold, what else you got going on?
Midterms are kind of over for a little bit, at least for like another like week or something. So I don't know. I've just been trying to watch movies, listen to new music, basically. That's it.
Nice. What was the last good movie that you watched?
I went to watch a movie last night, actually, called House. It's this Japanese horror movie from the 70s. It was really cool. It like mixes like animation. And so like parts of it are animated. Parts of it are just like filmed normally. And special effects, too, which weren't like very good at the time, but it like really elevated what they had in special effects, so it was really cool.
Wow, that's really interesting. I don't think I've ever seen anything that would fit any of those genres, so that sounds really interesting. But I am a big scaredy cat, so the peak of me watching scary movies is watching Halloween Town on Disney Plus, which I will be doing this weekend because I love Halloween movies. All right. Well, do you want to introduce the song that you've chosen for us?
Yeah, sure. So a few years ago when I was in high school, my friend showed me this band called 12 Rods, and I'd never heard of them before. And I didn't listen to them for a long time, but he was like, you should really listen to it. Like, it's really great. Like, trust me. So then eventually I caved and I listened to it and I was like, oh, yeah, you're like completely right. And then I looked online everywhere, and, like, I couldn't find anything else about this band, really. And I was like, wait, so, like, no one knows about this, but you found it. And he was like, yeah. So I was like, okay, well, I've got to put people onto this now. So that's just been my role for the past few years, is just putting people onto this band, because they're really cool.
All right, so you're an unpaid promoter for 12 Rods.
Exactly. They broke up before I was born, but yeah, promoter, yeah.
Nice. Exactly. Okay, that's interesting. So you don't know? Do you know where they're from?
Yeah, they're from, I think they're from Ohio and then Minnesota. Oh. I think they moved around a little bit.
Ohio and Minnesota.
Yeah.
Yeah. All right. Well, the Midwest, you know, they pop out bands and then they break up.
Exactly.
Story of music. All right. Well. Without further ado, this is I Wish You Were a Girl by 12 Rods.
I
All right. Well, I hope Jay's tactic works, and now everybody is a 12 Rods fan. This is Training Time. I'm your host, Randy. We're coming to the end of our show, but before we go, we do have one more person that will be speaking. So, Theo, how are you today?
Oh, I'm great. Sorry I didn't have a deep indie cut for you guys to listen to.
That's okay. We'll forgive you this time.
I'm good. I'm good. I mean, I'm still in the thick of midtermy season, so a little stressed, but I'm happy to be here taking a little break from
nice.
All that.
Are you looking forward to the very sore excuse for a break that UBC gives us in a week?
It's kind of funny. My program only has classes on the first 3 days of the week, so I really only have one day off, and it's not all that different from my regular weekly schedule. So,
well, yeah. I'm sorry.
That's okay. I don't mind. I have a lot of time off already, and just a lot of stuff filling that time.
That's fair, because you're like, hey, I have this morning off. Let's do something.
Yeah.
Yeah. Got to keep yourself feeling productive.
Yeah.
All right. Well, anything else you're looking forward to? What about your weekend plans? You got any weekend plans?
Finishing a couple essays. I got to work on this episode of the News Collective thingy we're working on currently that I have to kind of get the ball rolling on, which is what I'm going to try and do after this. Going to write an essay and a newsletter that we're doing for my program. So
nice. Yeah. Well, that sounds really interesting. I think it's going to be a nice cozy weekend. So mm-hmm. hopefully that will for me, I don't know. I'm torn because I'm like, oh, I want to be inside, but I don't want to be inside doing schoolwork. I want to be inside drinking tea and reading. So it's unfortunate because if it's sunny, I want to be outside. And if it's cold, I want to be inside. But neither of those options do I want to be doing schoolwork.
Never.
Yeah.
But always. It's the cyclical cycle of school, isn't it?
Yeah, isn't it? All right. Well, that brings us to the end of Training Time. So Indiana, Theo, James, and Jay, thank you so much for joining me today. I hope I was able to explain a little bit of how to use the boards. But as I tell all of the people that I train, and as the listeners probably know, I only do talk radio. So whenever you tell me to play a song, I immediately become concerned at my ability to do that. But I think we handled it, and I think we played some good songs. So I will leave you to the rest of your Thursday afternoon, listeners, and look forward to the chart show, which I believe is on next.
Hello, this is Tony Bardock of the Little Guitar Arming, and you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM in Vancouver.